If every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris. Johnny presents the Milton Berle Show. Here comes Johnny, ladies and gentlemen. Johnny on the spot for Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. If every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris. Yes, they'd all. Radio City, New York, here is the Milton Berle Show. With Bert Kelton, Jack Albertson, Arnold Stang, Mary Schiff, Arthur Q. Bryan, our singing star Dick Farney, the musical Abe Block and his orchestra, and yours truly, Frank Gallup. Ladies and gentlemen, this week sees the return to the air of many of the comedians we've missed during the summer. We now bring you a comedian no one wants to miss. They'd like to get him on the first shot. And here he is, Milton Berle.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Gallup, I'm horrified. Literally and veritably horrified at your intimation that people come here to shoot at me. You know very well, sir, that every single person in this audience is my friend. That's why before they get in here, they search for weapons by the ushers. Just a precaution.
Gallup!
Miss me, didn't you? I keep telling them to search the ushers. That's the way I like to start a program, with whimsical comedy. You know, nothing hokey. Well, Mr. Gallup, the big radio season is about to start, and soon all the comedians will be back.
Burl, do you mean there were no comedians on the air all summer?
Well, I was on all summer.
You haven't answered my question.
Mr. Gallup, I'm serious. Tonight we're welcoming back to the air my colleagues in comedy.
You mean they're going to do to the people all winter what you did to them all summer?
Yes.
Psychiatry's in for a big year.
Psychiatry, Mr. Gallup, you've been right alongside of me all summer. It hasn't had any effect on you. You look like a normal person, if you can find a normal person who wants to look like that. I'm sorry, Mr. Gallup, but don't try to match wits with me, because watch that ad-libbing, because that's what I'm famous for.
That and your 12 toes.
Oh, that's Jim Dandy. That's Jazzy. That's clever, Mr. Gallup. Did you make that up out of your own head? I noticed some of the parts were missing. Some of the parts were missing. Oh, see, Mr. Gallup, don't start with me. I'll murder you.
You murder me?
Yes.
Oh, why, I'll cut you down like the hem on a last year's dress.
Oh, yeah?
Well, quiet, peasant.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Gallup, sir.
Burl, is that a dimple in your cheek, or is that the place where they blow up your head?
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Is that your mouth, or is that a new tunnel to Jersey?
That my mother. Well, I guess I stopped him. Go ahead, ad lib with me.
Bird, you couldn't ad lib a splinter if you were sitting on Charlie McCarthy's knee.
Miserable joke, good audience. But no, Mr. Gallup, please. Now, will you please give me a chance? I mean that sincerely. I just can't stand here without saying something. The Republicans who want to run me for president. Say, the prices are where they are. It's no sin to lay an egg. Now, all kidding aside, Mr. Gallup, tonight, Bob Hope's coming back on the air, and why, in a couple of weeks, I'll have more jokes than I can handle. You know, I'm starting to believe those wild rumors myself. But without further ado, let us welcome to the air the returning comedy shows with a salute to that great invention that has made it all possible, radio. Radio, mighty voice of the world.
Radio, lifeblood of advertising. Radio, that wonderful invention where I can reach millions of people who fortunately cannot reach me. Radio.
But it is to the sad and lonely that radio gives its greatest service. When you're in the depths of despair, you turn on your radio and hear these wonderful, comforting words.
Do you need money? Are you hopelessly in debt today because you happen to like butter? Here's what to do. Wait a minute. What's this interruption?
Stop this program. Stop.
Stop the program? Well, who are you?
I, sir, am Livingston Genzel.
I don't blame you.
I'm with the National Broadcasting Company. Mr. Burl, why weren't you down in the main office this morning with the rest of the comedians who are coming back on the air?
The main office?
Yes. Before they could start a new season, they had to take the NBC pledge. You didn't.
New season? Don't be silly. I've been on the air all summer.
You... all summer?
Yes.
Over NBC?
Yes, I've been on all summer over NBC.
Oh, Mr. Burl, you're joking.
This is great. Here I've been on all summer and
Excuse me, let me check that. Where's the phone? Give me the head technician.
Look, you can take my word for
Hello, Schnauzer? Genzel on this end. Was Milton Berle on all summer? Berle. B-E-R-L-E. Really? Well, what do you know?
Well, satisfied?
He said you were on all summer.
I know.
But the microphones weren't on.
That's great. Well, let's get on with the show.
Sorry, Mr. Burl, you can't start the new season without taking the NBC pledge.
Now, look, we're in the middle.
Burl! Yeah. In the next studio, we have Harry Horlick and his A&P gypsies just aching to take over.
Okay. Cast, actors, this way, please. All right, quiet. We're ready for the pledge, Mr. Genzel.
Thank you. Raise your right hands and repeat after me. I solemnly swear...
I solemnly swear...
to uphold the standards of NBC...
to uphold the standards of NBC...
I pledge on my honor never to tell jokes such as...
I pledge on my honor never to tell jokes such as...
your father's mustache...
your father's mustache...
parties given by Howard...
parties given by Howard...
Hughes... the new Studebaker where you can't tell...
the new Studebaker where you can't tell...
which end is...
which end is...
which... should I violate this oath...
should I violate this oath...
may I live in eternal shame and disgrace...
may I live in eternal shame and disgrace...
on another network...
on another network...
so help me... Mary Margaret McBride.
So help me, Mary Margaret McBride.
Thank you. And now will you join me in our network song?
Oh, NBC, oh, NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Our hearts and voice we pledge to thee, NBC.
Their name, our hearts are torn. You give us Boulevard and Carlton Bourne.
Oh, NBC, oh, NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Take it easy now.
It always does this to me. I guess I'm just a sentimental old fool.
That Mr. Genzel is such a nice man, isn't he? You know, this NBC's got such a big organization, and yet it has heart.
Come, Burl, let's not slobber.
Mr. Gallup, must I always be the fool and the clown? Can't I get a little mellow?
You're beyond that. You're gamey.
Mr. Gallup! I'm warning you, if you don't stop with that ad-libbing...
Yes?
You'll murder me.
Oh, kid around with Frank Gallup.
Yeah.
Burl, Let's not forget one of radio's great contributions to the public, the news commentators.
Oh, I see, Mr. Gallup. And tonight?
You are H.V. Gabriel Burl.
Yes?
Ladies and gentlemen, H.V. Gabriel Burl.
There's good news tonight, folks.
From an unusually reliable source, we learn that the unusually reliable source I quoted yesterday isn't very reliable. Usually. But as the president of Standard Oil said to the president of Mobile Oil, your gas is as good as mine. And now, with your permission, here is my good friend Johnny, who I will now put on the spot. Tell me, Johnny, in your opinion, and this is for the record, why is Philip Morris so much better to smoke?
Here's your answer, Gabriel.
Peter, please.
It's because the Philip Morris smoker really gets what other smokers only hope to get.
Right, Johnny. Philip Morris is the one leading cigarette with an exclusive difference in manufacture. The only leading cigarette scientifically proved far less irritating to the nose and throat. Remember, less irritation means more enjoyment. That's why the Philip Morris smoker really gets what other smokers only hope to get. Better taste, finer flavor, perfect smoking pleasure.
You and I know that, but does every smoker know that?
No.
Oh.
If every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. For perfect smoking pleasure, try a pack of Philip Morris today.
The way he shakes all over there. I guess he drank some milk and he wants to get him off it. Ladies and gentlemen, you shake very well.
Really?
Yes, sir. That was Tomorrow, played today by Ray Block and the Philip Morris Orchestra. And Ray, may I add, which I seldom can do, especially the dough I get on the show. Ray, that was wonderful. I like the way the orchestra follows you from one racetrack to another. And now, let us continue our salute to radio as we present
Radio Forum Tonight. Radio Forum Tonight. The question: if you have a lady in the balcony, why tell Dr. IQ?
Thank you, Mr. Gallup. We're ready now for questions from the floor. Let's start here with this tall gentleman in the aisle teaching his girl how to swim. Young man, you have a question?
Yes. Mr. Burl, this year my organization voted you the radio comedian most likely to succeed.
Oh, thank you. Tell me, who did you vote last year as the comedian most likely to succeed?
You. We'll keep trying.
Thank you. Let us go on. All right, this young man with the chinchilla sideburns. Young man, what is your name?
My name is Oxidol Sparkle.
Oxidol Sparkle?
Yeah, it's a soap. Everyone in my family is named after a soap. I got a brother named Ivory.
Ivory?
Yeah.
Why?
He's 99 and 44 100%.
99 and 41 400% what?
We ain't found out yet.
You mean everyone in your family is named after soap that describes them?
Oh, sure. Even my baby brother.
I see. What's his name?
Duds.
All right, Ox,
remarks at all. You have a question that has to do with radio.
Oh, yeah, I got a question, but you won't let me say what I want to say anyway.
Of course
I just have to open my mouth and you'll say I'm out of order.
No, I won't.
You ask a person to talk and then you try and muzzle him.
No, but I
what, are you an investigating committee or something?
No,
I... This is my country and nobody can stop me from shooting off my big bazoo.
I know, but I'm...
Yeah, this is my country. Okay. And I can yada-da-yada-da-yada-da till I'm blue in the face.
All right,
this is my country. And I can even flop my trap at Harry Truman.
Please.
Oh, shut up, you dictator.
Please. Please, young man. Don't jump at me. Now, please try to control yourself. Young man, if you have a question, let's have it.
Okay. Do I look like Gregory Peck?
Oh, please, sit down. Now, let's hear from the fairer sex. All right, this lady in the corner, bread in the codfish balls. Young lady, what is your name?
Tallulah Feeney. I'm a homemaker.
I see. And you have a question?
Yeah, how can I stop my husband Brentwood from bringing home them prizes from quiz shows? Our living room looks like a push cart.
Your husband brings home a lot of prizes?
We're loaded with electrical stuff. Washing machines, irons, vacuum cleaners. If you can plug it in, we got it.
Really?
Last week he went to take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it?
He took it, but they caught him.
He was eliminated?
Yeah, but he come back to win the giant jackpot.
He answered the question?
No, he had the biggest pot.
Good for him.
I met my husband Brentwood on one of them giveaway shows.
You did, eh?
Yeah, they blindfolded me and told me the first thing I touched I could have.
Yes?
I felt around and touched Brentwood.
You touched Brentwood? How come?
His nose was pulled. I thought it was the knob on a refrigerator.
I see.
The thing that drove me nuts was when he went on Truth or Consequences.
He was on Truth and Consequences?
Ralph Edwards made him pretend for a week that he was a young housewife.
You mean for a week your husband acted like a young housewife?
It was murder. Every night after dinner he got on my lap and pestered me for a mink coat.
And for acting like a young housewife, did he get a prize?
Yeah, they give him a book. It sure scared him.
What was the name of the book?
So You're Gonna Have a Baby.
Thank you, Mr. Speedy. Thank you very much. And now, as a fitting climax to this forum, let us extend an official welcome to the program's returning to the air as we all join together and sing.
The comedy shows are back, it's true, doo-dah.
Hoo-ha.
Holden and Allen and Fibber McGrew.
Oh, hoo-ha, hey.
Oh, watch the comedians sing and dance, doo-dah.
Hoo-ha.
Some will even drop their pants.
Oh, hoo-ha, hey.
Turn your radio on. Synchronize your clocks. You're stuck in the house until next June. They're listening for the yacht.
Hoo-ha.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's our young singing star, Dick Bonney, to sing.
Je vous aime, ma chérie, je vous adore. Will I hear those lovely words no more? Je vous aime, ma chérie, je vous adore. We sing as we sang before. In her eyes was a promise so tender, while her lips sang a song. In my heart forevermore. Je vous aime, ma chérie, je vous adore. In her eyes was a pride. Star of Surrender that will live in my heart forevermore. Je vous aime, ma chérie, je vous
wonderful, Dick, wonderful.
Burl, we've done a lot of joshing about radio tonight. I think it's time for some bouquets.
Flower bouquets?
Yes. Frankly, I was quite proud this weekend when I read that at their first annual conference, the National Broadcasting Company at its stations announced that beginning January 1st, no mystery or crime programs will be heard on this network before children's bedtime.
Gee, that's fine.
Yes, they found that these programs overstimulate children, make them nervous. Haven't you found that so with your son, Junior?
I'm glad you asked me that. Good dovetailing. Just this week, what I went through with Junior, Mr. Gallup, let me tell you about it. My wife and I were home.
Junior, come home.
Oh, darling, this is awful. It's dark and Junior's still out.
Junior, come home.
He's getting to be a regular lassie. Close the window, dear. It's no use.
Milton, we have to do something about him. This is the fourth night in a row he's gnawed through his leash.
It's those crime programs that he listens to. 4 a.m, he sneaks into our bedroom and holds lighted matches to the soles of my feet and yells, "Take that, Flatfoot."
He could only get some sleep.
I know. He's the only kid in the neighborhood who has Benzedrine on his Wheaties. Oh, here he comes.
Say, Louis, woman, with their diamond rings. Please, I'm at the...
I'll teach you to stay out after dark.
Milton, you know what the doctor said about slapping Junior on the top of his head.
I was careful, dear. I avoided the point. Now, Junior, darling, sit down. Daddy has something to tell you.
Okay, take it slow and wait for your laugh.
Junior, you are not going to listen to any more of those crime programs.
Of course, you know this means I leave home.
Junior, I wish you wouldn't keep saying that. You build up Mommy and Daddy's hopes, but you never go. Now, Junior, get this. I want you to understand this. Starting tonight, you're going to get some sleep. Now, go to bed.
You're kidding.
No, go to bed.
Hey, Pop.
Yes.
I got news for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you set?
Yes.
Are you tuned in?
Yes.
I'm not going to bed.
Junior! You are going to bed, and that's final.
Okay. Clear the deck. Here it comes.
No, Junior, please. No, Junior. Junior.
Where's the gas?
Junior.
Where's the gas?
Junior. Quiet. Junior. Stop it.
What?
Stop it. Oh, what a child. Now stop chewing on my shoes. Darling, this settles it. The first thing tomorrow morning, we're taking him to a child psychiatrist. Excuse me, miss. We're the Burls. We have an appointment.
Of course. Dr. Clyde will be right out.
Junior, put your clothes back on. This is the waiting room.
Ah, oh, Mr. and Mrs. Burl. And this is Junior.
Junior! You see what we mean, Doctor?
Doctor, if he would only sleep.
Why, it's just an active imagination. Instead of the crime programs, let him listen to something soothing. A radio bedtime story. It'll lull his mind. Now I'll go in with him.
Watch yourself, Doctor. He's tricky.
Mr. Burl, I've handled hundreds of youngsters. Step inside, sonny.
Okay, folks, we're through. Let's go.
Well, Doctor, how did it go?
Fine. Quick, somebody, give me a cigarette.
Doctor, will he be all right?
Oh, no, everything is well. He's another nice boy.
Good, good. I'll bring Junior back to you tomorrow.
You're kidding.
No, I want you to see him every day.
No, not that. Occupy yourself. That's what I do. Occupy yourself.
No, wait a minute.
Don't you occupy yourself.
Junior, please.
Doctor, stop it. I've got to get like you.
Milton, it's almost time for that bedtime story Dr. Clyde suggested.
Oh, good, darling. Junior! Junior, come here.
What is it now?
Junior, sit down. We're all going to listen to a radio program. I'll turn on the radio.
This is station KLOP. And here, kiddies, is your old Uncle Sleepwell with another adventure of little Josephine in Bingo Bingo Land.
Look, Milton, Junior's eyes are closed.
Isn't he adorable?
Good evening, kiddies. Well, this is Uncle Sleepwell again. When we left little Josephine yesterday, she was walking through the jungle. Suddenly, she stopped and said...
What's that?
An elephant had stepped on little Josephine's foot. Slowly, it crushed her toes.
Oh, no. No, it's horrible.
Easy, Julia, easy.
Slowly, the elephant rolled over Josephine. One by one, her ribs snapped.
Bobby, hold my hand.
All around her, gleaming eyes of tigers, lions, panthers. And then they all sprang at her. They tore at her. She tried to run. There was no escape. What will happen to her?
Again tomorrow, kiddies, and find out what happened to little Josephine. Pleasant dreams.
What will happen to little Josephine?
Junior, go to bed.
Bed? No, I'll see those gleaming eyes, those breaking bones. No. What happened to little Josephine?
Yes, what happened to little Josephine?
Shame on you, darling. Now, take Junior to bed and stop acting like a baby. It was silly. It was only a bedtime story. It's a make-believe.
Come, Junior.
Oh, here's those eyes.
How do you like that? Imagine scaring kids like that. Where's that phone? I'll tell him something. Scaring. Hello? Hello, station KLOP? Let me talk to Uncle Sleepwell. Yes. Hello, Uncle Sleepwell. I want to ask you something. What happened to little Josephine?
Tomorrow? But I can't wait till tomorrow. I won't be able to sleep. Those gleaming eyes, those screams. Please. What happened to little Josephine? What happened to her?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I'll be back just as soon as I get my nerves restrung. In the meantime, here is Mr. Gallup to say...
Philip Morris is the only leading cigarette scientifically proved far less irritating to the nose and throat. Remember, less irritation means more enjoyment. That's why the Philip Morris smoker really gets what other smokers only hope to get. Better taste, finer flavor, perfect smoking pleasure. Yes, it's true.
If every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris. Made in America, by Americans, to please American taste. Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette.
Thank you. Philip Morris is happy to join the National Broadcasting Company in saluting the United Nations during this United Nations week. Remember, there's a you in United Nations. Good night, folks.
If every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette.
Hello, hello, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's it, 5. Pipe smokers, try Revelation pipe tobacco, a smooth blend of 5 tobaccos. Yes, relax, take 5, take Revelation, a fine pipe tobacco. The Milton Berle Show was written by Nat Hyken and Aaron Rubin. This is Frank Ellis saying goodnight for Philip Morris.